Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, loss, and the pathway to mental wellness, all while lubricating my soul with the music and art of late indie rocker David Berman. How you doing? I'm all right. Things seem to be chugging along nicely today as I get ready to pack and leave for the UK. Just went and, you know, had to buy a couple jackets that I'll be wearing and styling in the mean streets of Scotland and England. So there's that. You know, I realized I never followed up on my Blue Jays story. The last time I spoke with you, 2 weeks ago when I spoke with you, I was heading out to see the Toronto Blue Jays get their asses whipped. Boy, they were like, they got stomped like a narc at a biker rally. It was, that's not my joke, but I love that fucking little quip there. I forget who it is that belongs to that quip, but it's great. They did. They lost the first game 4-0, and I was there for that. And then the next day they made it up to us and got a nice 8-1 lead, and then promptly blew that lead and lost to Seattle, who has now just lost to Houston, which you know, I have no love for the Houston Astros after the cheating scandal, even though we do employ George Springer on our team. Now, you're riveted by this, I'm sure. But I did want to follow up on that thought because, you know, to get myself into the Sky Dome, the building that the Blue Jays play in, it's called the Rogers Center, but we all call it the Sky Dome because that's what it was originally named. I had to get myself very, very drunk. And, like I'm talking like blackout fucking drunk. Like I don't remember the second game from the eighth inning on. Don't remember how I got home. It's not a pretty picture the way I can abuse this shit. And make no small detail about it. I feel like I'm in an area where I am abusing it. I just came across a friend of mine on Instagram the other day that basically disappeared about 6 years ago, 7 years ago. She was really in our podcasting lives, maybe 10 years ago. And we did a lot of podcasting with her and she was dynamite. And I just found out she's 6 years sober. So I'm going to reach out to her because I don't know that I've got it in me to go stone cold sober. I don't know that that's something that I can do. I have another friend who struggled with substances, and alcohol is the one that he gives himself a hall pass on occasionally. He will let himself, you know, have a drink or two drinks or sometimes even three. But, you know, he's like, that might happen once a year at this point. Or it might not happen at all. Like it's just not on his radar. It's not on his calendar. Whereas for me, I was planning on having a dry October until I went to the UK, and I track everything. I keep track of everything. Like I have a data, I have a spreadsheet that I, you know, put in my calories consumed, my steps walked, my hours slept, my water drank. It's really quite compulsive and, not healthy, but it's interesting to look back at this data, and it averages things out. And I'm averaging, for a dry October, I'm averaging 4 drinks a day so far this month. That's the average. So, you know, there's many days where I didn't. So it's not a good thing. I'm almost 50 years old, and I got to figure this shit out. You know, I'm not as worried about weed because it's just weed, but I fucking eat like a horse when I drink, when I smoke weed, or eat it. I become like ravenous. Like it's not like the munchies, like when I was in my 20s and it could be satiated with a bag of Doritos, you know. Now it's like, it's like skip the dishes or Uber Eats. It's like a meal. And, you know, it's just not good. It's just, it's a terrible place to be. And, that's some of the stuff under the hood that I got to deal with. And I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. I guess I start with my therapist and, you know, but I'm worried that like, I like drinking. Like I do, I enjoy it. So I don't want it to go away, but is it damaging at this point? You know, I don't know. Like maybe I just react differently to it now. Maybe I'm allergic to it. Who knows? You hear of all the time of people who are allergic to drinking and they find out like years later they were allergic. And it's like, Jesus Christ, you were allergic to drinking and you drank all this time? Oh, so who knows? Maybe that's me. Maybe not. I don't know. Sleep has been wonderful though. To sleep, perchance to dream is an exclamation I make, because I fucking love my dreams. Now, maybe that's an indictment on my life. The fact that it should be inverse, right? You should wake up in the day and go, my dreams are good, but my fucking life is you know, significantly better than my dreams. I'm the opposite. My dreams are amazing. And I look forward to going to sleep at night because I know they're going to be vivid. The cocktail of drugs that I'm on, I can't say it's just the lithium. But I think it's the whole cocktail, the whole mix. You know, there's 7 pills that I take, and it's a lot. But I have good dreams. I don't know. So there's that. Let's listen to a song here on Early Times. This comes from the Arizona record initially. I did hear back from Bob. And the personnel on this record is the trio. It's Bob Nastanovich, it is Stephen Berman, Stephen Malkmus, and David Berman. Jesus, fuck. So that's the personnel. Bob is the drummer, and Stephen plays guitar, and David does most of the vocals. Bob indicated that you know, David was of vocals and guitar, and Steve was guitar and vocals. So he did differentiate that. So thanks to Bob for doing that. The guy is fucking top drawer as far as I'm concerned. Top fucking drawer. Where incidentally, I had a whole bag of mushrooms hidden. My wife was doing a clean out of our closet this week, and on the top shelf of our closet where we keep all the sweaters, the warm winter sweaters, she was pulling them down to get them into the seasonal mix. And there's a giant bag of mushrooms up there. So I'll fill you in on how that turns out when the time comes. But for now, I am going to the UK, so I won't be doing that. When you're listening to this, I'll be in London, in fact. And my pavement journey will be complete, I think, because I'm going to go see them on Sunday night at the Roundhouse, but I don't have tickets for any other gig. So I'm hoping to get another, you know, maybe London number 4 tickets for that. And I'll make it that I go to 2 and 4, but we'll see. This song is called West S. And it seems to me that it might be about Steve West. West S could be Steve West, who was, of course, Bob's childhood friend, and David knew him as well. Later on, he does appear on some on some Silver Jews records playing drums. But that's what this song is called. West S on the Berman Project. Well, there's no real clue in there to me that indicates my initial hypothesis that the song is based on West S, Steve being the S in this case. But I stand by it. I stand fucking firm in the ground and say that that's what I think this is about. It feels like a song. This one really feels, you know, much more shaped out. I dug it. I don't know how you feel. Let me know. JD@MediumAlchemist.com. I would love to know what you think of that West S song. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. I cannot wait to get into the Meteor Silver Jew stuff, though. I will not lie to you. This is not the Silver Jew stuff that I fell in love with. Had I got Dime Map, you know, back in the day, I would have followed the band, no doubt, and been richly rewarded. But I didn't, and you know, it wasn't until Tanglewood Numbers, probably for me, was probably my first exposure to Silver Jews, and then I worked backwards and got into it from there. What do you say we crack open Actual Air and take a peek at a poem from Actual Air? This one this week is called Narrated by a Committee. Narrated by a Committee. The enameled moon rode over the long, cool world as we stepped outside to get some air. Birds from other area codes sang their Precambrian songs. The light pulse of the seminary faded in the wax trees. And we, the committee, strolled around talking about the burden of inheritance tax and the elegance of watering cans. We walked between Hill 49 and Hill 50, then over the old river, which was slow and thin for miles, before it disappeared underground. At the park's wild core, where lamppost frontiers the old dark, we saw fountains remaking themselves over and over again. We saw the night leaking out the western doors and discussed returning to the committee room, to the oak chairs, ice water, and gavels. When the sound of snapping branches made us turn to see the caribou crossing the Nikon. That was narrated by a committee. I don't have a lot to say about that. It's not my favorite that we've read. It's not in my top five. Where do you rank that poem? JD@meetingmalchemist.com. I would love to hear what you think. Or you can always tweet me at the Berman Project. That's active as well. Although it hasn't been very active. It's been reactive. I'm reactivating it. So now it's reactive. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I love the idea of this, you know, this cabinet, this group of individuals strolling along, you know, their jurisdiction, checking it out. Maybe they are taking notes. Maybe they are doing some sort of project work in terms of assessing things or whatnot. I mean, there's mention of gavels. So I feel like people that assess things sometimes bring them back to a room where there are gavels. But that's just me. That's how I roll. That's what I think. That's my brain. My brain's fucked right now. I'm really nervous about this trip. I'm really nervous. And yet you're listening to this and I'm halfway done. I'm more than halfway done. I'll be getting ready to come home. God damn it. Oh, well, I'm meeting lots of cool people. Should be a great deal of fun. If you're in the UK area and you're going to any of the pavement shows, reach out at the Berman Project. Would love to have a pint with you. That'd be real cool. That's what I got for you this week. That's it. So stay cool, stay funky, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. At Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.